There's an interesting provision in New Hampshire state law. Title III, Chapter 51, requires that once every 7 years, members of a town select board or their designees must physically walk and inspect the borders of their town or city and see that they're well maintained. Reporter Ben Lubsdorf recently walked the line between the New Hampshire towns of Albany and Madison. His story on the custom of beating the bounds, as it's called, appears in today's edition of the Wall Street Journal. And Ben Lubsdorf joins me now with a walk through what he found. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Great to be here.
First, what is the term for this tradition and how far back does it go?
The name is perambulation, which is one of those great words. This is a very old custom. I mean, it shows up. There are hints of it in the Bible, talking about not moving your neighbor's boundary marker. But really, it became a legal instrument in England, perhaps around the Wessex King Alfred. It appears in a number of medieval texts as a legal instrument by which people would walk the boundaries of property in towns to make sure they were clearly marked and that people would know exactly where the lines were. And it came to New England with the colonists, and it became part of the law in New England through the Massachusetts Bay Colony. And in New Hampshire, it stuck around on the law book long after everyone else has stopped making towns do this.
Clearly, there are at least a few towns that still walk the boundaries. The question is, are they clearly marked?
It's an open question how many towns are actually doing this. Most of the people I talk to think that most towns aren't doing this. But in a survey done in 2010 by the Municipal Association, something like two-thirds of towns said that they've walked at least some of their lines, not all of them, but some of them. But, you know, the markings are difficult. These lines were set forth, many of them, by kings named George II and George III. Those original charters refer to proceeding at a 14-degree angle from a red oak tree. Those trees aren't there anymore. So over time, granite markers have been put down, stakes surrounded by stones. But it can be a little challenging to find those over time.
And is there ever disagreement over those boundaries if they're not clearly marked?
There are indeed disagreements, and there are historical disagreements. There was a case in the 1870s where one town apparently tried to take over part of another town through a misleading perambulation. And there are controversies today. There's a man up in Middleton, or perhaps he's in Wakefield. There's a dispute over where exactly his house is. He's actually filed a lawsuit against the town seeking a perambulation because he says there's a boundary marker that's missing and they messed up when they did the perambulation and they put him in the wrong town and he would like to be put back where he thinks he belongs. So this isn't a dead issue.
As you mentioned, other states have done away with this. We're in the era of GPS and Google Maps, and yet New Hampshire has hung on to this tradition.
New Hampshire has actively decided to keep this on the books. There were repeal bills in 2005 and earlier this year. And the legislature in both cases decided to kill those bills and keep the law in the book. You know, there are very passionate defenders of this practice who say that GPS is a tool, but it's just a tool. And it can tell you generally where things are, but that you want to be precise about this. I went out and perambulated a line with a surveyor, and he said that he's done quite a few of these, and he's twice found houses that were in the wrong town and put them back. If you think about it, that's tax revenue for towns, and that can make a big difference, especially if you don't have much of the tax base in the town.
And the state law says this is to be done every 7 years forever. So have you got it on your calendar to check in again in 2022?
Well, certainly I'd love to go back up to the Albany-Madison line, which is the one I walked earlier this month. But, you know, 234 towns and cities, that's quite a few lines to do. Maybe I can make the tour over time.
It can turn into a lifelong project.
Indeed.
Ben Lubsdorf, great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reporter Ben Lubsdorf of the Wall Street Journal. You'll find a link to his story on New Hampshire's perambulation laws at nhpr.org.